I want to start with, because these are four novellas, and you talk in the afterword kind of about the format of the novella. Will you talk a little bit about, you know, why you chose this for telling these four stories?
Right. So Strange Weather, the new book, is this collection of four lean and mean short novels. There's one called Snapshot, which is about a man who has a camera that can steal memories. And there's another story, Loaded, which is about a nation awash in gun violence. And I really think that stories of suspense and weird tales live at that length, that a lot of the very best and scariest stories, you know, are right about 100 pages. I'm thinking about The Strange Tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, or Woman in Black, which are all stories that have the velocity of short fiction, but the depth of characterization that you find in a novel. And that seems to work perfectly for weird tales.
I'm wondering maybe if you can talk a little bit about, you know, where do you come up with the ideas that, you know, help serve as a kind of jumping off point for these stories?
I wish after, you know, 13 years of being published, I wish I had a good answer for where the ideas come from. I don't really know. I mean, Aloft, my story about the guy who winds up stranded on a cloud, that's simple. I was on a flight across the country, and I looked out the window, and I had the idea for the story. But the other ones, I don't really know, you know? I don't know where my, you know, why your subconscious coughs this kind of stuff up. I just think I'm a very experienced, very practiced daydreamer.
And I'm wondering if we can move just a little bit to Loaded, which feels, yeah, I think, especially right now, kind of inherently political. It's hard not to feel like it's a commentary on a lot of things that are happening in this country right now. Can you talk about maybe the impetus and what got you into writing this story?
Yeah, well, the impetus for Loaded was pretty simple. It was Sandy Hook. But we are in this moment, this national moment, when the country has been awash in senseless gun violence and mass shootings from, you know, Las Vegas to Orlando, Florida. And at some point, we're going to have to figure out if we like what we're living with, you know, if we want things to stay the same, if we've accepted that a certain number of children are going to be blown away every year, or if we want to do something about it. All that said, though, the story is not a political argument, and I don't write stories to politically preach. And when I wrote Loaded, you know, partially I wrote it because I had had these arguments online, and you've probably had them too. Everyone has had them. I've had these arguments online about my beliefs, about what I, you know, what I support and what I don't support. And at a certain point, you know, I was arguing with someone about guns in America, and I thought, this is stupid. This isn't what I do. I don't get paid to argue with people online. I get paid to write stories, and I use those stories to try to figure things out. And so, you know, the story is not me preaching at people. It's me trying to understand things.
And I'm wondering, you know, so in the afterword, you mentioned kind of fact-checking this story with Lieutenant Mike Cole, who's formerly of the Coast Guard. I guess, what is it like to hash through these things and go back and forth over a story like this?
Well, I think it's important to get it right. I mean, I cared about getting the stuff right about guns, you know, because I knew if I got it wrong, you know, that gun rights advocates would say he doesn't know anything about guns, he didn't do his homework. But, you know, more importantly, the lead character in the story is a single black mother who's also a local small-town journalist. And in some ways, I thought about that more carefully and read more about that and you know, worked on that more than I did the gun stuff. Because, you know, I do think, you know, if you're a white male, you can write about a black woman. You can have a character in you. You can, if you're a black woman, you can write about white characters. You can, we use art to literally put ourselves in different skins, in, you know, different sexualities, in different places. But that said, you better do a good job. You know, it's really, the proof is really in the pudding. Because if you don't do your homework, if you don't, you know, get some facts down, people will be hurt. People will be offended and bummed out. And whereas if you reflect something that's true about people's experiences, they feel honored and appreciated and grateful and say, oh, this guy got it right. And so it was important to get that part of the story right.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time, coming down and talking to me.
I had a blast. This was great. Thank you.